It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Grace and peace be unto you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Derek Triplett, and this is another edition of Making Changes. Excited to be with you this second week of the year as it relates to Fridays, that is. We're here every Friday from 10 a.m. to 10:30. Well, what do? We talk about change, change in the community, change in the church, change in society, family relationships, you name it, we talk about it on Making Changes. Why? Because I am vehemently against the status quo, vehemently against the status quo. We've got to make the necessary positive changes. So we've got one rule on Making Changes. So we look in the mirror before we look out of the window. We seek to change ourselves before we seek to change anyone else. But I'm excited to talk about change and to hopefully try to promote and prompt and facilitate change. Those of you who listen to us, please understand I'm located in Central Florida, back and forth between Daytona Beach and Orlando. My church itself is in Daytona Beach, and we do a lot of ministry across Central Florida. So we're headed to Orlando as soon as I get off with you, headed there. But I want to always thank Minister Faye Batsy and Heather Butts for the opportunity to share my thoughts and my study and the heart of God on this particular platform. And so we appreciate the opportunity and want to always continue to value that opportunity and do the best that we can. You can find us on DerekTriplett.com, DerekTriplett. You find us there. You find us on Facebook. You find us on Twitter, Instagram, all there. So let us know you're out there. We want to make sure that we are being a blessing to you. I don't want to just be talking to myself. Let me know that you're out there. I'm not a talking head. I don't talk to give myself talk. And so if we're a blessing to you, let us know. If we're not, we don't want to waste necessary and fruitful and powerful airtime. We want to be able to continue to do this and bless the people. I'm in my office. We've had 6 a.m. prayer here in Hope Fellowship Church in Daytona. You can reach Hope Fellowship at hopefellowship.org. We've had that. I've been in my office working since then, and so I want to go and get right into it. We start with what I call off the top, just something through my head, through my thoughts, through my mind. But we get into today's topic, and so just off the top, real sad news for those of us who are followers of gospel music. Got late last night the news about the passing of a gospel music icon in the person of Andre Crouch. I mean, wow. Talk about not only being ahead of your time and then dimming the tide of the times, staying relevant over the years. Incredible person. Take me back. The blood that Jesus shed for me. Oh, it's Jesus in my soul. There's just so many songs that have become a part of the fabric of the urban church. I guess the last thing that he did that has become a part of the fabric of the urban church is let the church say amen. So much. So our hearts go out to his family, his church, many music colleagues, just an icon. I love the music. These last two albums where he and Mono Hayne came together and did new music, then did reproductions of some of the old music. The last 200 Krauss albums, one studio and one live. You just got to get them. It's just great, great, great music. So our hearts go out to 100 Krauss. Our hearts go out to also all of the citizens who are affected with the situation in France. What a tragedy. So much is going on, and I can go read the newspaper or go down the Twitter line or watch television. So much going on in Florida. We've got father who is in a custody dispute over his five-year-old daughter, threw his five-year-old daughter over a bridge into the water, and she died. There's just so much going on. We need to be in prayer. It's prayer month and Hope Fellowship, and so we just really, really need to be in prayer. And one of the things that I was praying about this morning for our church, but also for Christianity in general, is that we would pray for our influence in the world, I'm so tired of church people just entertaining themselves and impressing each other and believing that they're great and mighty and all of that because they've got, 20,000 Twitter followers or this or that. What is our influence in the world? Jesus says, I was reading this morning in Matthew 5, Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Don't take your light and put it under a bowl. And that's what's going on in the body of Christ, unfortunately. The church, the local congregation, have become that bowl in which the light is being placed under. I'm just so, so tired of church competition and overinflated egos about sizes of memberships and all of that. What is the influence? Is the divorce rate going down in the area where your church serves? Is crime rates going down in the area where your church serves? Are educational scores for children going up in the church, in the area where your church serves? We've got to pray for our influence. And so that's me on the trick box. Trick box is my version of soapbox. It's when I just need to get something passionately off my chest. I haven't been on the trick box in some time, but that's the trick box for the day. Those of you who follow the show, you know that every Friday we do on Facebook Friday Food for the Fellows. Friday, just something to help the brothers out in relationships. And so we posted earlier this morning what was Friday Food for the Fellows. We posted earlier this morning, gentlemen, find the woman who makes you wink, think, blink, and work out your kink. Find the woman who makes you wink, think, blink, and work out your kink. And on the Derek Triplett podcast that comes out on iTunes every Wednesday, starting next week, I am going to elaborate on each one of those four. Take one each week. And so find the woman who makes you wink. We'll do a podcast on that. Find the woman that makes you think. We're going to do a podcast on that. Find the woman who makes you blink. I'll explain what I mean with that. And then find the woman who makes you work out your kinks. We'll talk about that so you can catch that on iTunes right next to the Learn to Life Making Changes podcast. That is, I want to get to today's topic. I want to talk about mind your business. It's beginning of the year. Please excuse me. Road's dry. Trying to drink something while I'm talking goes down the wrong way. You know how that is. Thank God this is a podcast and not live television. Don't want to be choking on live television. But I want to talk about mind your business, and I use that as an acronym. This is the beginning of the year. Everybody is intently in tune with what they want to accomplish in the year, whether it's health and fitness, whether it's finances, whether it is education, whether it is situations that you want to improve in your family. Everybody, you know, everybody's gung-ho. You got business. They should say that in the 90s and the early, late 80s, like, get you some business. When you were minding other people's business, they would say to you, get you some business. Well, I believe at the beginning of the year, everybody's got some business. Everybody's got some business at the beginning year. Stuff that you want to accomplish, stuff that you want to do. And what I don't want to happen is that you run out of gas by February or March, and that 2015 becomes the same old thing. Because it's easy for life to become the same old thing once the initial adrenaline rush of the year, and this is my year, and all of that. Once that dissipates, people can get back into the same old rut. So I want to ward you off from getting back into the same old rut and becoming disappointed by March. And by March, you're already back into survival mode, already back into you know, just let me get to next year, and maybe next year is my year. I believe everybody's got some business right now. So I want to talk to you about how to mind your business. MIND is an acronym: motivation, inspiration, nexus. I love that word, nexus, and determination. If you're going to mind your business, make sure it actually happens. It actually comes through. You're going to need to be motivated. You have to have some motivation. You have to have some inspiration. You're going to have the nexus as well as the determination. And as a matter of fact, I've been working this over the last hour or so, and I want to take out, I want to change the I. I want to change the I. I was looking at some bold notes. I want to change the I. I want to change the I from inspiration to initiative. Initiative. And I'll talk to you a little bit why I want to do that. So let's get this one right. We're going to mind our business. Motivation, initiative, nexus, and determination. That's what we want to do on today. So if you're going to make sure that this thing actually happens, whatever your business is, whatever you're trying to accomplish, whatever you're trying to do, it is going to start with motivation. Motivation. Motivation is the reason to act a certain way. Motivation, root word, motive. You've got to have a reason. What is your reason to act a certain way? Motivation. If you're going to sustain the momentum, you're going to have the right motivation. So the motivation can't just be that it's the new year. That's not compliant. Sooner or later, the new year is going to have, it's going to lose its new car smell. It can't just be that this is a new year. Your motivation has to be deeper. What is your reason for acting? What is your reason for wanting to do what you are doing? What is your reason? You've got to have the right motivation. Motivation keeps me driving when I don't want to drive. Motivation keeps me working when I don't want to work. Motivation keeps me doing the things I don't like about the process. You know, I have some fitness goals, and It's cold for Central Florida, 80 in the 80s last week. It's been 40 this week, and I don't really like to run. I know those of you who are listening to me elsewhere. I heard last night that it was 10 degrees in New York. Heard it was zero in Atlanta. I heard, where else did I hear from on yesterday? I heard from Welcome yesterday. I heard from Atlanta on yesterday. And I heard from Ohio on yesterday that it was 5 below in Ohio. So I understand that cold is relevant. But I don't like running in cold. I don't like running in cold. But I looked at myself the other day, and I didn't like what I saw. I just didn't like what I saw, and that became my motivation. So I have some fitness goals that I want to achieve by my birthday. There's some things that I want to achieve by my birthday. And so I have just concluded there are some aspects of my fitness goals that I just need some help with. So I'm enlisting that help now. But my motivation is I don't like how I look. I don't like how I feel. I want to change how I look. I want to change how I feel. So in order to do that, I've got to stay consistent. In order to stay consistent, then the motivation has to continually be something that really keeps me going. So motivation is your reason for acting. What has induced you? What has become your impetus? What is the reason? You've got to have a good reason. So whatever, if it's fitness, if it's family, if it's finance, if it's relationships, you've got to have a good reason. Everybody needs to have, I've preached in the sermon before, but everybody has to have a good because. Because. What is your because? If your because is not right, then you're not going to be able to sustain the things that you need to sustain in order to keep your business going. So if you're going to mind your business in 2015, first thing you've got to have is the right motivation. The right motivation. Second thing, after motivation, there must be initiative. There must be initiative. If motivation is the reason to act, then initiative is the commencement of the action. If motivation is the reason to act, then initiative is the commencement of the act. It's easy to say, I really should, but it's another thing to get up and do it. It's easy to say, I really need to save money. It's another thing to discipline yourself to do it and actually go open the savings account, actually go hold yourself accountable, actually go and budget what you need to budget and deposit what you need to deposit. It's easy to say, I want a better marriage. But until you show the initiative to be a better husband or a better wife, or to show the initiative and say to your spouse, listen, we can't handle this by ourselves. We need to go to counseling. And you actually choose the counselor, make the appointment, and go. It doesn't matter if you're at the starting block. If when the gun goes off, if you don't start the race. Initiative is something that I need. I've got the right motivation for what I do, and then I initiate what I'm supposed to do. You won't finish something for which you didn't have the right motive, by and large, if it's something that's going to take something out of you. But in many cases, we will initiate what we don't plan to finish because we like the pat on the back, our own pat on the back, or I got this started. I went to the gym. I did this or I did that. But true motivation causes you to initiate things that you actually plan to finish. So if I'm going to mind my business, motivation, initiative, got to start. got to start, can't finish if I don't start. Can't finish if I don't start. Got to start. If you got to start small, you got to start small. Whatever it is, you got to start. You got to start. It won't be completed if it's never begun. You got to start. It's critical that you understand that you got to start. So if I'm going to mind my business, actually get my business done, then I've got to have motivation. I've got to have initiative. The next thing I've got to have is the nexus. Nexus is the connection. Now, I want to deal with this from a couple of different perspectives. First of all, nexus is the link. It is the link. And if I'm going to mind my business saying what I said I was going to do, then I've got to link tomorrow to today. There has to be a link. There has to be a nexus that connects day and tomorrow. We are in 21 days of consecration and fellowship, and we have a prayer concern every single day, a particular word that we do. And so yesterday's word was preparation. And what I talked about in preparation is managing today's effects on tomorrow. Managing today's effects on tomorrow. I've got to prepare, which means before. It's managing today's effects on tomorrow. So if I'm going to maintain it, then I've got to have a link between who I am today and who I'm trying to be tomorrow, what I have today and what I'm trying to have tomorrow, what I have achieved today and what I am trying to achieve tomorrow. It's critical that link is there, because if that link is there, then the day-to-day activities that I need in order to make sure that I'm achieving my goals won't be there. Because something else is going to come up in that day. There's some other things that are going to come up during that day. And the other things that come up during that day can't take you off course. You've got to have the links. You've got to form that connecting link. In dictionary.com, today's word, wow, I'm going to have to use this one at some point later once I'm able to articulate it, elucidate it in a way that it rolls off my tongue. But today's word is interosculate. Interosculate. Yeah, that sounds like a word I need to use. Interosculate, which means to form a connecting link. To form. You have got to make sure that there is an opportunity to connect today to tomorrow, and you've got to make that link. You've got to make that link. Nobody can make that link for you. Nobody can do that for you. You've got to make that nexus. Who I am today, who I want to be tomorrow, how much money I have today, how much money I want to have in a year, what my relationship is today, what I want my relationship to be in 6 months to a year. You've got to make that nexus. You've got to do it. Do what's necessary. So if I'm going to mind my business, I've got to have motivation. The motivation is so very, very important. I've got to have initiative. I've got to get started. Get started. You'll never run a marathon until you've run 1 mile. You know, the first mile of the marathon has to be run before the 26th mile of the marathon. Please understand, that's not my fitness goal. I have no desire, no ambition to run a marathon. That's not on my bucket list. None of that. So I'm just using it as a big, but you've got to understand, you've got to have the initiation. Then you've got to have the nexus. It can't just be tomorrow. I've got to link tomorrow to today. I've got to link tomorrow to today. It's critical that I have that nexus. Here's the final thing. Motivation, initiative, nexus. D is for determination. Determination. If I'm going to mind my business, if I'm going to actually get it done, I've got to have some determination. Because inspiration is one thing. Determination is another. Will I do it when it gets hard? Will I do it when it gets difficult? Will I run when it's cold? Will I exercise when my knees hurt? Will I save the money that I'm supposed to save when a quote-unquote emergency comes up? Because that's how we always dip into our savings, when a quote-unquote emergency comes up. Will I do that? Will I invest in the friendships that I need to invest in? Will I invest in my romantic relationship to the level that I need to do it? That's what I've got to look at. I've got to look at determination. When it gets hard, when it gets tough, when it gets painful, when it gets difficult, will I do what I'm supposed to do? That's determination. No guts, no glory. The race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. We all have to endure to the end. It's critical that we understand you're going to need some determination because there will always be something that's coming against you. So I hope you've got some business, some stuff that you're trying to achieve, things that you're trying to get done. I hope you have some business. If you have some business, I hope you're minding your business. I hope you've got the right motivation. I hope that you have the right initiative. You're starting. You can't finish until you start. Initiative. But you're creating the nexus, connection between today and tomorrow, building the bridge between today and tomorrow. And then that you have determination. Determination that when it gets difficult, when it gets hard, when the challenges come, that I am willing to keep going, keep pushing, keep moving forward. Hoping you're going to mind your business. I'm definitely going to mind mine. I'm Derek Triplett. You can reach me on Twitter at Derek Triplett, DerekTriplett. The same thing on Facebook and Instagram. Let us know that you're out there. Please join Derek Triplett at TripNation at DerekTriplett.com. I want you to have a powerful, progressive, productive 2015. It's going to be a big year, folks. It's going to be a big year. Let's get it done. Let's make it happen. And we'll see you next week.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.